man beat the hell out of me and knocked me to the floor. I got back up and knocked him to the floor. He was being such a jagoff. I whooped Batman's ass! 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 I whooped Batman's ass!
Rock over London! Rock on, Chicago. Wheaties represent champions.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Annabelle and Ariel with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, a neighbourhood group in Logan has been offering free reading and playgroup sessions led by speech pathologists in a bid to improve literacy rates. It comes as Australian Early Development Census data places Logan children as more vulnerable to language development deficits than the state and national average. Almost 5,000 children aged 5 to 6 years old were classified as vulnerable when it came to language development skills in 2024, making up 8.4% of children in the state. And Fair Work inspectors have put hospitality venues on high alert, with the organisation expected to conduct surprise inspections around Brisbane and several other cities. Spokesperson Anna Booth warned that employers may face fines for, quote, missing, incorrect or poorly maintained records and payslips, end quote. In the 2023-24 financial year, $5.6 million in underpayments were recorded, with almost $1 million in fines handed out. Ms. Booth said the focus of investigations would be on companies employing young people and migrants who she says are, quote, more likely to be unaware of their workplace rights or unwilling to speak up if something seems wrong, end quote.
In national news, a major crocodile farm near Darwin has been found irrigating crops with reptile wastewater with E. coli levels almost 500 times higher than the national guidelines. Environmental experts have warned there is a risk that contaminated water could spread beyond the property's boundaries, leaching into groundwater or being consumed by animals. The Northern Territory property is owned and operated by PRI Farming, a company wholly owned by the French luxury brand Hermès. The Northern Territory's environmental regulator says it is aware of the property's high E. coli levels, but has considered its non-compliance a low environmental risk. And the Shadow Home Affairs Minister, Andrew Hastie, has suggested that high immigration has made Australians feel like strangers in their own country. Meanwhile, Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke referred to the latest Australian Bureau of Statistics data that estimated migration rates have fallen substantially from the post-COVID bump. The Coalition's official stance is that permanent and temporary migration to Australia must be cut, though it has not developed a formal policy.
And in international news, Jimmy Kimmel has returned to air just days after the ABC announced his late-night program would be cancelled indefinitely. His late-night show was taken off air after pressure from US President Donald Trump, but the network backflipped on their decision after widespread criticism. Disney lost almost $6 billion Australian dollars in stock market value following the cancellation, and several late-night hosts, including Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers, condemned the decision as blatant censorship.
For your weather today, it's a beautiful spring day in Brisbane with bright and sunny weather ahead. It's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.
Want to live your best eco-friendly lifestyle? Located in Highgate Hill, Handmade Naturals has you covered with organic